This is Rat Pack Radio, the internet radio station that brings you everything from the top hits of music.
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
To Sports Talk Radio.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff, quarterback, California.
We are here for you, WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack.
You're listening to WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack. You're listening to Rat Pack Sports Show on WRPR Rat Pack Radio.
Blue, you're my boy!
A genius. A man who has a reputation to be the best at what he does.
You see, a man has to realize his limitations. You don't know me, and you don't know what I'm capable of.
That was a heck of an effort.
This house is a prison in the galaxy of this sucks.
Are you free enough?
This battle is over when I say it is over.
I will massacre you.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Are you not entertained?
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
That's how I roll.
Offensive foul!
Hello? You play to win the game.
There's a drive! Way back! It might be! It could be! Yeah!
It's my favorite part coming up right now.
All right, all right. Rat Pack Sports Show. We are back in the building. And something is going on with this audio. We'll get it taken care of. We'll get it fixed. We are live, Rat Pack Radio, WRPR. Streaming live, ratpacksports.com, and also the Rat Pack Radio WRPR app. This is the Rat Pack Sports Show, and we're going to have a good show for you tonight. As always, we're going to get into NBA. We're going to get into NFL, fantasy football. We're going to get into a multitude of topics here on the show. We're going in the left field. We're going to center field. We're going in the right field. What we do on a weekly basis here on the Rat Pack Sports Show. And we're going to have William Graves calling in. Going to try to get Nicholas Lane on the line with us tonight as well to talk some NBA. What is going on here? This audio sounds terrible. All right, so we are live, and it is Wednesday night. We do have AEW on the tube. So right now we got basketball on the TV, and we got Detroit Pistons and the Houston Rockets. Been watching a little bit of NBA early on in the season, probably a little bit more than I normally would watch early on in the season. But so far, you know, early in the season, it's been some pretty decent, you know, games. Not a whole lot of blowouts. You know, we got some surprises as well with the Golden State Warriors, more so than the Chicago Bulls. We know the moves the Chicago Bulls made in the offseason to improve that roster. So, you know, Chicago Bulls getting off to a you know, pretty good start. To me, I don't know, you know, what everybody in the sports media world, you know, they like, they make a big deal about it. But to me, I expect the Chicago Bulls to, you know, be a good team and expect them to get off to a, you know, a good start with the moves that they made in the offseason. But a team nobody really talked about, I know me and Nicholas Lane, we discussed, man, what? Yeah, something up with this audio. So I'm going to have to fix this when we go to break, because this thing here sounds terrible. I don't know what it sounds like on you guys' end, but I know my end, it sounds terrible. It feel like it sound, to me it sounds terrible on my end. So if it's a little bit staticky and distorted on you guys' end, just let me know. Send me a message on Facebook through the Rat Pack Sports Show. You can send a message on Twitter. Heck, you can even call in to the Rat Pack Sports Show hotline, 5727-565-1585. And we'll get you on the line, man. But, yeah, so I didn't necessarily expect the Chicago Bulls to be terrible coming out the gate. Team that me, Nicholas Lane, William Graves, even Boss Hogg, Sean Naylor, and we don't really get into basketball conversation a whole lot with Boss Hogg, because Boss Hogg don't really enjoy to watch a game of basketball like he used to, because the game of basketball is you know, not what it was. But we talked about it a while back, and the Golden State Warriors. The Golden State Warriors, yeah, this thing sounds terrible, man. The Golden State Warriors, the Golden State Warriors, that sound better, are off to an excellent start. And they have one of the better records in the NBA, if not the best record in the NBA. And I want to say they're 9. Last time I saw it, they were 9-1. I don't know what their record is now. Okay, 9-1. So, and they're off to a great start. And they're not even healthy. You know, they still don't have Klay Thompson, who is probably going to be back in the second half of the season, or somewhere close to that. They still don't have Wiseman back right now, and they're 9-1, and they're flying high, and they're scoring a lot of points, but they're also playing, you know, really good defense. Their point differential is the best in the league at plus 13.7. They're on a 5-game winning streak. They've won 9 out of the last 10. Obviously, they're 9-1. Steph Curry is on the tear. He hit 50 points last night. And Candace Parker even predicted Steph Curry was going to drop 50 last night on the TNT show. So she predicted it. Steph Curry came out, dropped 50, and I think it was me. I know I did. I don't know how many other people said this, but I know I said, if the Warriors are healthy with Klay Thompson back and a lot of the other moves that's been made in the organization, that this could possibly be the best team in the West. I said it. So far, they're the best team in the West. And I don't care that LeBron James is in L.A. I don't care that Anthony Davis is in L.A. I don't care that Carmelo Anthony is in L.A. And I don't care that all three of them together are in L.A. Golden State is a better team. They're a better team. And I know LeBron is being hurt, but he's old. He's getting up there in age. So guess what? He deserves to be the last couple of years of his career, man, he's been battling a lot of injuries. And he's missed a lot of basketball due to injuries. So they say Father Time never disappoints. Father Time may be catching up too. LeBron, he's got a lot of miles on those legs. He's played a lot of basketball. He's a big guy, you know, 6'7", 6'8", I think. No, actually, I think LeBron is like 6'9". 6'8", or 6'9", 260, 270. That's right around his playing weight, and he's an athlete. So those legs, that body is worn down. And this would be the third straight season that has started with LeBron James dealing with injury problems. So, I don't know. I mean, they got Russell Westbrook. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. The Golden State is the best team by far right now in the NBA through 10 games. So, we'll see if they can keep that up, and we'll see if they can maintain that. But at the end of the day, I think the West is Golden State's to lose. I really do. Utah Jazz, you know, they're going to be there. Dallas Mavericks, they're going to be there. Phoenix Suns, obviously. I felt like last season was an opportunity for the Phoenix Suns to take win them a championship, and they blew it. So I'm not saying Phoenix Sun ain't going to be good, but I don't think they're going to be as good as they were last season. I think they lost the opportunity to take advantage of a prime opportunity with all the teams in the West that were either down or they got knocked out of the playoffs. You got to take care of business. You were up 3-1 on the Milwaukee Bucks. Maybe it was 3-2. 3-1 or 3-2. Either way, you were up in that series. You didn't finish the deal, and they lost an opportunity. That's how I feel about it. And that's just the way it is. So, excuse me if you feel like I'm eating something. I actually am. I normally don't eat on the air, but I am hungry, and I don't want my food to get cold. So, the best thing that I'm going to try to do is not smacking in the phone. I'm not going to do that. Because that's one of my pet peeves, and I used to listen to the sports show many years ago, and the host almost every day, one of the co-hosts would be eating on the air. Like, eating on the air. And you can hear him. You can hear him chewing. You can hear him smacking his lips. and he would talk with a mouth full of food, and I just thought it was the worst thing ever. Every time it happened, and it was at least two or three times a week. I just couldn't stand that. To me, I feel like that's, if you're gonna eat on the air, one, don't talk with food in your mouth. Two, when you are eating, don't eat so loud and so close to the mic that the viewers and the listeners can hear you. If I'm on my end listening to your radio show and you sound like this, dude, I'm pulling my hair out. I'm pulling my hair out on the other end because I think on the flip side of that, as somebody that just can't stand that sound, like I literally would get upset when I hear people chewing with their mouth open. Like literally get upset. So on the air, yeah, man, I'm going crazy. I'm going crazy. But we did get confirmation. Nicholas Lane will be calling in tonight. So we'll have Nicholas Lane on the air with us tonight here in probably about 30 minutes, I would say. Let me see if I can. Yeah, and I know we got started a little late on the show. It is basketball season for high schools as well. So some Wednesday nights, I might be stepping in pretty late at the start of the show, just trying to catch, you know, a couple games here and there. So, you know, that's what got us going about maybe 15 minutes later than we normally would. Our show normally starts around about 8:30, and I don't think we got going today until about 8:40 or so. So that is going on there. So a lot of news, a lot of information that has gone on around the league, all the professional leagues pretty much. You had Odell Beckham, who was released by the Cleveland Browns. And, where's that? And the Cleveland Browns made a decision that I think was best, you know, for both parties. That offense really don't revolve around Odell Beckham anymore. He came there as a high-priced free agent, you know, one of the top receivers in the league, and they were going to build an offense around him, you know, Baker Mayfield. And obviously throughout the years, you know, Odell battling a couple of injuries over the last few years, had a torn ACL. Production is down, not because he's not a good receiver, but I just think mainly because the Cleveland Browns just – went to a different offense, and they're really good defense. They have a great running game, two-headed monster with Kareem Hunt and Chubb. So they don't need to throw the ball. They don't have to throw the ball as much. They could just ground and pound you and then play defense, and they can win games that way. And I think the Browns have settled on playing football that way. So because they settled on playing football that way, a guy like Odell Beckham is no longer needed in your franchise because he's not a fit for the system that you're trying to run. So at the end of the day, it's a move that needed to be made because I said it. Boss Hogg has said it. William Grazer said it. The Cleveland Browns without Odell Beckham on the field is a better offense. They're a better team. They've won. Actually, they've won games and looked better without Odell. And when you see that, you know, coming from your franchise, you have to stick with it. This game is about winning, right? That's the ultimate goal. You want to win games. That's what you have to do. So that's what it is. And they made a move. Now, you know, I knew Odell Beckham was going to clear waivers because nobody wants that contract. Nobody wants that contract. That is a lot of money that Odell Beckham is making. And when you got a guy making that kind of money and he's been released, the last thing you want to do is claim him and have to owe him the remainder of that contract. Nobody wants that on their hands. The Browns didn't want it on their hands, and that's why they released him. And also, him being a distraction, sort of like his father coming out, making the statements he made about Baker Mayfield. Regardless of what anybody think about Baker Mayfield, right now he's the franchise quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. He's the starting quarterback. And they drafted him to be the franchise guy. The quarterback is always going to win because you can't win in this league without a productive quarterback. And I made the argument last week that, yeah, Baker Mayfield isn't a top five guy. He might not even be a top 10 guy. But if he could be in that next tier from 11 to 20, why can't you win with that guy? You can win with that guy. And Cleveland is showing they can win with that guy. So that, you know, he's your franchise guy. You can't take risks of the distraction, you know, coming from a parent of a NFL player. Now, I coach youth sports. And in the youth sports world, we got crazy parents that just can't keep their mouth shut. And they always got something to say. If their kid ain't playing well, it's always the coach's fault. It's never on the kid. And Odell Beckham dad pulled one of those. He pulled one of those. Like, your son is a professional football player. He plays for the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns want to win football games just like everybody else do. So the wrong move to make is to go out on, you know, social media and just drag the starting quarterback. And not only drag the starting quarterback, but talk about him bad enough to the point that the franchise itself says, you know what, we don't want to deal with you, or we don't want to deal with your son. See both of y'all later. And I think that had a big reason to do it with him being traded as well. Now, I've watched a few Browns games, and I've seen Baker Mayfield miss a couple throws. You know, he's missed a couple throws. But to insist that Baker Mayfield is missing these throws on purpose, it's crazy. If you want to win football games and Odell Beckham is running wide open down the sideline and you don't throw it to him, then I can say, You're not trying to win. But that's not the case. I mean, every receiver, man, this thing is acting quirky, man. every single receiver in the NFL could say, you missed me on that play. Yeah, hey, we got Tom Brady. We got Tom Brady here. And I feel like even Brady sometimes miss guys open. Whether it's a bad throw, you know, or he just don't see him because he's focusing somewhere else. But you can't come out and blame the starting quarterback for the struggles of your guy, your kid. Like I said, that's some old Pop Warner stuff that Odell Beckham dad pulled. But difference is you can get away with it in Pop Warner. You're not getting away with it in the NFL. You're not. You're not getting away with it in the NFL. That's what you're not doing. So, at the end of the day, Cleveland did what was best for them. And now Odell Beckham is a free agent and he cleared waivers. So anybody can sign him and anybody can pay him whatever they feel. He's probably going to play the rest of the season on a veteran minimum type of deal. Nobody is going to pay somebody that's just being cut a lot of money. You're going to have to play through this season. You're going to have to prove that you're worthy of another payday before somebody else, you know, give them to you. Now, one of the rumors that is coming out now is that the Green Bay Packers are one of the teams that are in the hat for Odell. One second. All right, so yeah, I gotta fix this. I don't know what's going on with this microphone issue here, but give me 30 seconds. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to figure it out later. I really don't have time. I just hope you guys on your side don't hear a whole lot of static. Like, I can hear a little bit of static on my side. So, where was I? I've gotten lost. Where was I at? Oh, Odell in Green Bay. Devontae Adams has come out, said his hopes are pretty high that the Packers can land Odell. Because Odell Beckham cleared waivers, man. Yeah, because, there we go. Now, that sounds normal. All right, so because Odell Beckham cleared waivers, anybody can sign him, right? And because anybody can sign him, He's already come out and said he wants to play for a contender. So, you know, he is not going to go to a team that's not a contender. So, I'm going to throw a couple teams out in the hat, see where it goes. I've just named Green Bay. That's a contender. We're going to go into the AFC, Kansas City Chiefs. I like Tyreek Hill. You know, Travis Kelce is a great receiver as a tight end, but they don't have that main guy as a receiver. You know, Tyreek Hill is a guy that relies on his speed, and he's really not a great route runner, and his hands are not that great. He ain't catching a whole lot of balls in traffic. He's the guy that can bring attention off of you because of the potential of the big play from him getting behind the defense and, you know, his speed. But you can add a guy like Odell to the Chiefs. You can add a guy like Odell to the Packers. Shoot, I know it won't happen, but he can go to the Cowboys. I know it won't happen because Bruce Arians has already come out and said it ain't happening. You know, you got the Bucks. You in the AFC, you got the Rams. You know, he can go to the Rams. They're a contender. I wouldn't want to see that for somebody that's in the NFC. But, you know, that's a possibility. He could go to the Rams. Buffalo Bills, they're a contender. Shoot, New England. I don't think Bill Belichick is – I don't know. Every coach demands a certain amount of respect from their players, and every coach will get that respect. A coach like Bill Belichick, he's going to get that respect either way. He's going to get that respect either way, whether it's from Odell or the 59th person on the roster. He's going to get that same level of respect because that guy's proven. New England Patriots are 5-4. Buffalo Bills has kind of come back down to earth since getting off to a hot start. And they're 5-3. Patriots are 5-4. So that division is wide open right now. That is wide open. Pittsburgh crossed them out. They're not a contender to me. Great organization. Mad respect to the head coach, Mike Tomlin. Mad respect. Because no matter how bad that roster look, he finds a way to win. You know, finish over 500, and more than likely he'll finish over 500. But based on the games that I've seen, you know, from the Pittsburgh Steelers, that's not a championship team. That's not a championship team. And in the AFC North, you got the Baltimore Ravens at the top, Steelers in second place at 5-3. Browns and Bengals are tied at 5-4. So that's going to be a tight division either way. And you have the same thing in the AFC West. Kansas City Chiefs are actually third in the division behind the Raiders because the Raiders beat the Chiefs. And then the Chargers are, you know, 5-3 themselves. And you have the Denver Broncos at 5-4 tied with Kansas City. So you're going to have a dogfight in those divisions just for the division winner. Buffalo Bills, New England, Baltimore, and that's the only team that's not in the AFC is the Jets, Dolphins, Colts. Yeah, the Colts not in it. Colts, Jaguars, Texans. We knew the Texans was out of it early on. So, you know, when all that went down with Deshaun Watson, That is what it is. But here we go. I think Odell Beckham will end up for an NFC team. Dallas Cowboys is out. I mean, could he? Yeah. Will he? Probably not. Eagles, not contending. Giants, not a contender. Washington, no. Vikings, no. Bears, no. Lions, no. Saints, no quarterback. So, I mean, I would see Odell going over there. Falcons, I don't know. He's looking at Green Bay. From everything that I'm reading, he's looking at Green Bay hard. So, I think Aaron Rodgers would absolutely love to have Odell Beckham and pair him up with Devontae Adams. But, as I said, you go to Green Bay, that's Aaron Rodgers' country. And you will not pull any of those antics in Green Bay that you pulled in Cleveland or New York. No, you won't, because, number one, the Packers got leadership in that locker room, and those players are all accountable for each other. So, and that's a championship caliber team, being that they lost in the NFC championship last season to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That is the second best team in the NFC right now. Actually, they have the best record. The second best record to the Arizona Cardinals. And they did beat the Arizona Cardinals. That was their only loss, was to Green Bay. So Green Bay is right there. And they started off the season a little shaky. People was questioning it then. So at that point, guess what? Aaron Rodgers pulled his favorite saying, relax. They relax. And now you got the Packers at 7-2, and everybody's forgotten about the freaking embarrassing loss in week one to the New Orleans Saints. But I told you guys before that we were going to have him on, and we're going to bring him on. So –